When you've been a die-hard fan of a sports club for years, you tend to elevate its players and stars to an unattainable pedestal. It comes about naturally. As I've mentioned before, I grew up in Pittsburgh during the 1970s, when the Steelers, the city's NFL franchise, won 4 Super Bowls. The Steelers from that era are therefore highly regarded. It hurt when Hall of Fame running back Franco Harris, one of their biggest stars, passed away unexpectedly last month. He wasn't just my favorite Steeler, I got to know him and was honored when he invited me to his Hall of Fame induction ceremony in the summer of 1990. The event included a brunch with former NFL greats and a party that night at the Pittsburgh Hilton, where I got to meet a lot of my idols from those Super Bowl teams. Harris maintained his reputation. Chuck Knoll, the team's coach, was someone I also looked up to. Tony Dungy, one of Knoll's defensive backs, impressed Knoll with his leadership abilities and football expertise, so Knoll started mentoring him to become a football coach, which he did. During his 13-year coaching tenure, Dungy managed the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in addition to winning a Super Bowl with the Indianapolis Colts. In 2016, he was inducted as a coach into the NFL Hall of Fame. Football fans are aware that Dungy is currently a well-known NFL analyst and broadcaster on NBC. Your blood will boil over what you don't know about him, though. Dungy is not a friend to our community, claims Sid Ziegler in a 2-part, in-depth article on OutSports. Dungy established himself as possibly the most publicly anti-gay person in at least the recent history of the NFL, writes Ziegler. He raised money to fight against same-sex marriage, and since then, he has publicly decried the homosexuality of gay athletes and partnered with rabidly anti-gay organizations and individuals. Ziegler wrote about Dungy making homophobic remarks when Michael Sam was selected by the Saint Louis Rams in the NFL and when Jason Collins came out in the NBA. I won't repeat what he said because you should read his tale for yourself. That Dungy is a friend and supporter of right-wing Christian nationalist pastor Andrew Womack, who has said that being gay is 3 times worse than smoking, and that gay people ought to put a label across their forehead, this can be hazardous to your health, is the revelation that most worries me, at least it is for me. Dungy has spoken at Womack events, has support.